You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Specials Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello everyone, and that was kind of body and one in one. Hello everybody one. This is the Specials Podcast. My name's Lee Phelps. Reality Rob is here.
Yeah, I wish I wasn't now, but there you go.
Sorry, it wasn't the greatest start, I'll admit that. I won't be winning 15 Best Presenters of the Year awards on the spin, will I?
No, definitely not. Sure.
Do you know who the last person to win the Best Presenter at the NTAs was?
Before 15 years ago, Bruce Forsyth.
No.
Give us a clue.
He was a man. Thanks. He still is a man. It was Michael Barrymore for Kids Do the Funniest Things.
Yeah, he's not on telly as much now.
No.
Wonder why.
Oscars, Celebrity Big Brother, Sports Personality of the Year, The Voice, The Jump. Wow. Oscars, BAFTAs, Eurovision, Oscars.
Why are we saying Oscars?
I'm just excited about the Oscars this year. Are all things that you can find on the specials pages. We're going to have a look at Celebrity Big Brother, The Voice, and maybe a little quick look at The Jump.
Yeah. Go.
Okay. Let's start with Celebrity Big Brother, shall we? It's still going on your tellies. The full list of runners and riders. Scotty T now the favourite, 2-1. Darren Day, 5-2. Tiffany Pollard, 4-1. John Partridge, 5-1. Christopher Maloney, 12s. Daniela Westbrook, 16s. Gemma Collins, 25s. Jezza McConnell, 40s. Megan McKenna still there, 50-1, and Stephanie Davis 100-1. Can you sum up in a nutshell what's happened since we last spoke about this?
Yep.
Go.
Still been going on, hasn't it? No, it's been interesting. We were talking last week about price changes, and again, we've seen sort of a big move on sort of Tiffany Pollard, sort of 25-1 a couple of weeks ago, now into 4-1. Scotty T's been up there or thereabouts. Same as Darren Day over the week. Gemma Collins has been the big drifter, sort of few arguments in the house, and just not a nice person, really. So she's drifted.
It's amazing that, isn't it? Because you kind of she didn't really have an opinion to change, did she?
No.
Because she's been on these things that people who watch these know her quite well, and she's kind of going the opposite way now.
John Partridge was the strange one. He started at sort of 10-1 opening night when he got given sort of the main tasks. Went in the shortest sort of 4-1, drifted out to 25, and he's heading back towards the 4-1 now. So he's the sort of, the market can't really decide on where he is. He's obviously caused conflict, but I think he's got enough support probably now to take him to the final.
Yeah, interesting market that, like you said, lots of drifters, but those two at the top of the market do stand pretty firm. Maybe switching favouritism, Scotty T and Darren Day, but they haven't, they've barely moved, have they?
It's starting to look like those main four now heading
Tiffany
into
Pollard's
the final.
Two
weeks to go. Tiffany's strange because it takes a lot to change for an American to come in. Obviously Gary Busey a couple of years ago,
but he was a legend.
Yeah,
no one knows Tiffany.
No, it's strange, but
I don't think she's. I think her as a 4-1 shot.
No, but I think she is. She does get quite a lot of the main sort of storyline. She's getting the airtime. She's getting the main focal points of the group, and I can see why people have backed her at sort of big price. I'm not sure I'd want to back her. I agree with you there. I'm not sure I'd want to back her at 4-1 now, but. People that were on at sort of 25, 33-1 at the start of the series.
You don't think now someone coming to this cold, you don't think 25-1 is big for Gemma Collins? Can she turn it round?
It's going to take a long time for her to turn round, isn't it?
Maybe public perception's gone too far the other way. What about the fourth eviction market then? Stephanie Davis 6-5, Megan McKenna 2-1, Jeremy McConnell 7-2, 10-1 and bigger the rest of them. Three horse race here. But all seven of them on this market are up for eviction.
Yeah, two interesting ones really are Stephanie and Megan. Both have sort of had issues and arguments inside the house. Stephanie's not very perceived overly well outside. If it was vote to evict, then Stephanie would be gone, and she'd be a very short odds on shot. I got this wrong, didn't I, last week when I went for the value selection. I still think the value selection might be the play again. And right. I think maybe Megan at 2-1. She comes off at a sort of lesser show, doesn't she? Sort of X on the Beach would get less viewers, I think, than Hollyoaks. And I think Megan for this market would be value at 2. But obviously the edit, tonight's edit, I think could be crucial. I think it's very close between them.
Yeah.
I just...
Well, if that's the case, then 2-1 has to be the
value. Yeah, I just tend to go for Megan.
Yeah, fair enough. The Voice entered into its second week last week. I really enjoy The Voice. I think it's a nice show to watch, but I was quite underwhelmed by the level of the level last week, to be honest with you. The market looks like this. Cody Frost from week one is still 5-1 favourite. She was the one who went on last, a bit punky, and there went my boy George. Lydia Lucy is 8-1. Harry Fisher is priced up at 10-1. Next in the betting, we've got Beth Morris at 12s. Lyrical, 20-1. I mean, that's crazy that Lyrical is fifth in the betting. He's got absolutely no chance whatsoever of winning the show, has he? Yeah. You know, the price told you that. But I just didn't think, you know, someone like Lydia Lucy, I mean, you know, second favourite. I mean, you would barely turn round if she was singing in the street, to be fair. I don't mean to be nasty.
Maybe, but Will I Am was very quick to turn, wasn't he? He must have turned in the first sort of 5-10 seconds of the audition.
Harry Fisher's an interesting one because he's got a great voice and he's quirky looking.
I still genuinely think these first two are on the wrong show. I think X Factor, Britain's Got Talent would have suited these two better.
Well, even Cody?
Yeah, it's not the sort... We were talking about this last week. It's not the sort of middle England act that's going to win the vote. It's not your Stevie McCrory type figure. It's not your sort of Jermaine Jackman. It's just different, and I'm not sure that they're going to vote in droves to...
No, I can't help but think as I watch it that there are a lot better acts to come yet. You know, it just smacks to me of them getting the dross out of the way early, and we're going to see some really good acts. Or maybe not. I mean...
Yeah, we've said this before, though, didn't we? We said this for Stevie McCrory last year. At 6-7-1 he was after the first show. And it's, he's really short. Yeah, he's really short. True. There's got to be better to come, and it turns out there wasn't better to come, and the 6-1 was actually stonking value.
Yeah, fair play. Yeah, it's a good point, that. As we've said last week and this, there's not an awful lot to bet on unless anyone's absolutely kind of, you know, made you stand up off you and get off your sofa.
No, I mean, Harry Fisher was on last.
He was good, but he wasn't amazing.
No, vocally he was probably the best one of last week, wasn't
it? Of the series so far, I would say, but there's not an awful lot of...
The ones that got through, I thought...
There's some good ones haven't got through, haven't they? So that's it. It's a bit of a watching brief, as usual. Feel free, if anyone has absolutely, you know, made you really sit up and take notice, then by all means tweet us and let us know. We'd be interested to hear your views. @reality_Rob. I'm at Lee Phelps. The Jump, Rob. We love The Jump, don't we?
Yep, starts next weekend, 31st.
I preferred, was it called Splash?
Yeah.
To Jump. I thought that was much better.
I like Jump because it's a health and safety dream, isn't it?
Yeah, it looks a nightmare.
And from a bookmaker's point of view, you don't know if even we saw with Stephen Redgrave, who was short 1 year and collapsed and had to pull out. So
The interesting thing about this is that, you know, we have... There's only a finite number of celebrities who can take part in these things. And this whittled it down even more because who would really want to take part in this? So what you've got is, I mean, you tend to find, right, a lot of these celebrities we don't even know. Right at the top of the market is a pretty obvious one. If she can stay fit and she, you know, she does really well, then I think, you know, Beth Tweddle is a justified 9-2 favourite. Dean Cain, that's him who used to be Superman, isn't it?
Yeah.
In the New Adventures of Superman. Wow. Next in the betting, we've got Mark Francis Vandelli. Is he a reality star?
Made in Chelsea.
Brian McFadden, we all know him, of course, from Westlife. Tamara Beckworth. There always seems to be an it girl in this.
The old socialite Lady Victoria Hervey we were talking about.
Because they can ski.
Upstairs,
James Argent. Arge from Towie. Linford Christie.
He's...
Interesting. And that's, I mean, 10-1 for an someone Olympian. Who's a competitor... Absolute competitor who still looks like, you know, he keeps himself in good nick. Rebecca Adlington finally gets a reality show. I mean, she's desperate to go on Strictly. They won't have her.
Yeah,
so she
this
goes on
isn't
this.
Quite gone according to plan for somebody who has begged to go on Strictly for the last
shame,
3 years.
Sid Owen, who's no stranger to reality TV and competitive kind of TV like this, he's 12 to 1. Louisa Lytton is an English actress.
Ruby in EastEnders, wasn't she?
Ruby in EastEnders. I didn't know that, but 16 to 1.
I'm sure she's done another reality show as
Sarah
well.
Sarah Harding at 16 to 1. And Tina Hobley, is she the showbiz expert on showbiz correspondent? Oh, no, that's what I'm thinking of someone
no,
else.
No, you're thinking of
Tina, someone else.
Yeah.
No, she's definitely not.
Wow. She was in Holby City. I'm sure she was in something else, wasn't she, years ago?
But she looks good there, doesn't she, on this picture I've got. She doesn't look like that now, I don't think. That must be from years ago.
Yeah, I might, if you could just send that picture to me.
Look at that.
Or that one.
When did she look like that?
Yeah.
Tina Hobley's not, she doesn't look like that anymore. Was she in Corrie as well?
Yeah.
And Holby City.
She didn't look anything like that in Corrie, trust me.
She didn't, did she? That's what I mean. Look at her there, compared to that picture that I had up then.
Yeah. I'll tell you why, because what you've shown there is a completely different person.
Is it?
Yeah.
No, it's not.
It was.
It's not.
It was.
That's her.
It's not.
It is her, mate. Look. You can tell it's her. It's just that when she was a lot younger.
Yeah.
Wow. Hello. These look like quite recent pictures.
Yeah, we're married. Right. This is quite awkward, isn't it?
Tina Hobley. Google Tina Hobley. And the pictures.
You can't tell people to do that, can
that's
you?
That's not illegal. Google Tina Hobley. There's nothing
and just
rude about these pictures.
Perv at the images for a few hours.
You know, you get on the right hand side of Google, you get a little synopsis of her, and it's like, have a look at some of the images there. Don't seem to correlate with the Tina Hobley I remember from.
Because you thought it was somebody completely different.
Well, no, I was
for
thinking.
Well,
who was I thinking of from GMTV? Tina. Oh, I'm sure it's. She won't even be called Tina, will she?
Tina Baker. Big lady who does the showbiz.
Oh, come on, let's not go down that road, shall we? Yeah, that's who I was thinking. No, not her. I was thinking of someone
else. Ken, that's not her. That's
her. I'm thinking of this one. Yeah, her. What's her name?
Tina Baker. Okay. Tina Baker, not anything like it.
Yeah. So, all right, I got, Tina Hobley.
Yeah.
She ain't going to win, is she? Let's be fair. Any bets that you'd like to have there? I'm going Linford Christie at 10 to 1.
Although, I know that Mark Francis Vendelli's got a bit of skiing experience. That was the only bit I've got so far. The market will tell me what I've got wrong for the jump, trust me.
Okay. The Oscars then, I mean, full credit to you for putting all these markets out.
I
mean, there's loads of markets here. We haven't got time to go through them all now. But we will do a special Oscars podcast at some point soon.
I was pretty much the only firm that bet on the National TV Awards this year as well. And pretty much the only firm... Yeah, I got filled in. The only firm that's betting on the Brits as well. Come on, other bookmakers. Yeah. Just do me a favour. Play the game.
When are the Brits?
Sometime in February 21st.
Okay. So there's a lot of... and all the Favs won in the NTAs as well. So well done if you backed a few of those. And there's some decent prices out there. But there's the Brits, there's the BAFTAs, there's the Oscars, Razzies as well, of course. So if you're interested in any of those markets, then have a look. We'll go through the Oscars in detail in a special Oscars podcast. But I think you were saying earlier on, there's a little bit of difference between the BAFTAs and the Oscars betting. I mean, for instance, like Leonardo DiCaprio is 1-6 to win Best Actor for the BAFTAs, 1-12.
I will say,
does that represent value?
No. Well, maybe, but I will say there's not as much correlation. If you win a BAFTA, it doesn't really affect how you win an Oscar.
No.
But the market does tend to respond. So somebody like Mark Rylance, Best Supporting Actor, he's very short to win Best Supporting Actor in the BAFTAs.
Okay.
But he's up against Sylvester Stallone in the Oscar.
Yeah.
Now, even if Rylance wins, he will shorten, which will probably mean that Sylvester Stallone, who I think is absolutely nailed on to win a Best Supporting Actor Oscar this year, is more value. But, I mean, this is something that we'll touch on in a couple of weeks' time.
Yeah, definitely. I've watched all those films. Well, at least six of the eight Best Picture films by the time we do that. At the moment, I've only got two ticked off at the minute, so I've got some watching to do.
Well, I've ticked off one of my eight now.
I can't believe Mad Max Fury Road is in the betting, but brilliant that it is. It doesn't strike me as an Oscar film. Which one have you watched?
I've watched The Big Short.
Oh, have you? Is it good?
Yeah, so I'll tell you all about it when we're off air, because I don't want to ruin it for people who...
I've watched The Martian as well. So,
what's it about?
I can't really remember.
No.
I'll tell you off air. Don't want to ruin it for people. Thank you very much, Rob.
Pleasure, mate.
That'll do us. Good luck if you're in a bet on the Celebrity Big Brother eviction, or if you're still looking for a bet on The Voice, you can tweet us.
Hang on. Can I just mention wrestling this week?
Oh.
WWE Royal Rumble. Won't talk about it. Prices are on site, though.
Five markets. I'll run through it quickly. Royal Rumble, Triple H, 6-5. Roman Reigns, 5-2. Brock Lesnar 3-1.
As Miles, you see what you've done there.
Bray Wyatt 5-1, 16s and bigger the rest. I've always got that one, haven't I? To get me out of trouble. There's the Intercontinental Championship, there's the Divas Championship Tag Team, and the WWE US Championship as well. So if you are into your WWE, then feel free to
get
have a look at that, and tweet at reality_Rob with your wrestling tips. Thank you for listening. Thanks, Rob. Appreciate it. If you're having a bet on any of the specials markets this weekend, very best of luck.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.